Welcome to our DIRTAC podcast, the podcast on reliable alerting for critical systems. Today with Doreen Jacoby, co-founder of DIRTAC GmbH and CEO of DIRTAC Corp, and our client Jeff Postolowski, Director of Information Technology Services at Bridgeport Public School District. Jeff will share some of his experiences and use cases of our solution, Enterprise Alert. Enjoy listening.
Today, we have a guest, special guest, Jeff Postolowski of Bridgeport Public School District, who will share some of his experience and use cases for our solutions. What would you say were the main reasons that you started looking for a solution like ours?
Okay,
so your pain points.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. So you can obviously hear me okay, right?
Yes, we can.
Great. So, you know, one of the things and challenges that we have is we have, so we're the largest school district, and we're also the largest city in the state of Connecticut. And so we have a lot of moving pieces. And so, you know, what I was originally looking for when I was looking for a solution was one where I could start, you know, where we were and then work to scale it out as we, you know, went forward in time. But you know, one of the challenges is being in K-12 is that we don't have a lot of resources, as you know, you typically hear people say. And so, you know, because we didn't have a lot of people and a lot of resources, we were trying to, you know, figure out a way to make sure that at least somebody had an eye as to what was going on within, you know, our organization, whether it's networking, you know, mission critical services, things of that nature. And, you know, it's interesting on your presentation there, you know, it says alert fatigue and alert noise decreases responsiveness. So that would be, if I was to put the whole thing into words, that would be the single biggest problem that we had is that we have, I can't even tell you how many different the separate systems that were all kind of like barking different messages all the time. And you get so sick of looking at the emails to figure out what is actually a problem. You know, that was where it really started me down the road of looking for something that could aggregate all of these different solutions together. And what was cool is that, you know, so we're an SCCM, you know, Microsoft shop with SCOM and SCSM. And so basically what happened is that I was looking for something that integrated with those products. And that's kind of what led me to DIRTAC. And then kind of when I started getting further under the covers on this, I was like, wow, this can really do a lot more than I even expected. And then once I got, you know, the ability to do the demo with the product and I saw that it like has connectors for like anything I could possibly dream up, or if I wanted to write my own, I was like, I am sold. So, you know, that's what I was looking for, is a way to, you know, figure out how I could aggregate all the systems together. And then finally, the biggest pain point was making sure that you had somebody responding to or addressing the calls or situations that are coming up. And so, the interface that you have, where like it shows on the screen right there to the side, is fantastic, where it literally shows you the calls, it tells me who's on call and, you know, whether or not they've acknowledged it. And I call it the dead man switch, where it's like, you know, if by a certain amount of time somebody hasn't responded to it, it auto escalates it and lets me know. And that is, for me, is phenomenal, because that was the problem we were always having is that our staff would be out in the basements working on switches or doing various different things, and they wouldn't be, you know, they wouldn't know that something is going on. And so, you know, it would start out with a push message, then it would work its way over to a text message, and if they didn't respond, then it would literally call them and be like, listen, respond to the thing. So it was pretty cool. So anyway, I hope that kind of makes sense from our perspective.
Oh, it totally does. And I'm glad we put like one sentence in there that you could relate to, because it's really like all these pain points have been drafted according to what you guys, as in our customers, have been telling us. So that's always good to hear. We kind of like wrap it up there nicely. And you said it too, that it's really hard when, you know, people are out and about and they're in different environments, and maybe sometimes there is no coverage for one certain communication method, that you can reach them in some other form or shape. That's also very important to make sure that essentially, right, the message does get out or gets escalated. So that's one of the things that we have heard a lot, because believe it or not, most solutions don't necessarily do that.
I would completely agree. And I think that, you know, one of the key issues that typically, you know, lends itself in K-12 more than anything is because you're a small staff, you kind of have to figure out a way to extend yourself as much as humanly possible. You know, because for lack of a better way of putting it, we're not going to get more people to do the job. And so, you know, finding a way to make it so that I have almost like a virtual robot watching what I have going on. And then the ability, in one of the main things that sold me on this too, is if you see right there, it says like start Windows service. One of the troubles that we had on a continual basis was that we would have video camera servers all over the city, because obviously we're a public school district. And what would happen is the services would actually go down. And in the old days, you know, we would have different types of automation or different things to have it address it, but we would really not have something watching it. And so now we could literally go from the app, click a button, and it will take the service down and bring it back up again. I mean, that used to take up about, I don't even know, like 20% of our day just watching all of these all over the place. Because if, for lack of a better way of putting it, we don't control, you know, the platform they chose, but we have to live with it. And so now we have something that helps us to manage it. So that's been really, really positive.
Yeah, and I'm going to just put this up here because you mentioned it. The way we look at this is basically that you have what we call four pillars that close a loop for you. So by triggering something like a remediation action, which in this case would be the start Windows server or, you know, whatever it is, you can actually resolve the issue on the go. And that's one of the important aspects, because we look at it and say, all right, yes, you want to automate the whole process. That's important because you want to make sure that, as you put it, you can extend yourself. Patrick and I tend to refer to it as bring in the clones. So we want to have a couple of clones that do different things and multiply the hours in the day that we have. And in this case, you're using our solution, you know, to do that and make sure that you automate this whole aspect. While at the same time, it's nice that once you know there is something going on, you don't want to do what you did before, which is open up the laptop, dial in, do this and that, but actually trigger something from your device and be truly like mobile and on the go. And we believe that this is very important, particularly today, particularly with all the mandates and everything and you know, the shortage, if you want, of like skilled experts.
And one of the things we had was we had a staff member who was kind of more or less responsible for running herd over, you know, that particular part of our infrastructure. And so he used to have to do that all the time. He would be checking for the statuses of services like that. And, you know, because we were able to tie it into our SIM and our infrastructure monitoring, you know, even with, you know, having different scripts, sometimes we had, there's really like two or three things that would always go wrong with it. And it wasn't where you had the ability to, you know, just write a script that would resolve it. So like just from him being used to it, he would be able to go into the app and literally just click one of those different remediation buttons on there. And, you know, if he knew it didn't work, then he was like, all right, well, I got to go out there and I got to go address it. So, I mean, it's really powerful because it kind of empowers you to have, like you said, that, you know, that clone or that virtual person go out there and for lack of a better way of putting it, take action without you having to physically do something. But what's nice is if that does happen, you can escalate it. And that's what I really like is, you know, the escalation path within the application means that now I can say, all right, well, you know, my tier one guy wasn't able to do the job. I'm going to need to send tier two out to go do something about this. And I can literally do that and then say, you know, this is the message that was thrown from the system and, you know, go do something about it. And it's been really good. So I hope that helps.
And I would be interested in, you know, you talked about like why you embarked on this and a little bit about like the pain points and everything. Like now you haven't had it in place for like a super long time, but a little bit. So and what's the reaction you get? Like, are you the main person using it? Is there other people using it? Do you get feedback from them? Like, how has it improved for you? I guess that's what I'm after.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've been doing is we've been rolling this out to various different parts of our technical organization and then testing it and working on it. And so and I'd worked with Patrick in our original like deployment study. But basically, the idea was I needed to make sure that my data center operations division was able to start, you know, responding and monitoring, you know, that type of stuff. And the biggest issue we were having was, you know, with a small staff, we're like ping ponging stuff back and forth. But now, you know, because we can use the products for the purposes of saying, okay, this guy has got this covered, you know, now we can start to actually divvy up the work. And then what I am doing within our organization is obviously we're trying to be better at handling our business process engineering. And so part of the other thing we can do is now when events like this occur, I'm actually going to start setting it up so that our help desk side of the house and things like that can now proactively contact people and say, you know, hey, we know that this is down or we're having a problem with this. So you don't have to call the help desk 3,000 times and say that, you know, your Wi-Fi isn't working. We know it's not working and we're actually addressing it. So, you know, it's been very helpful in that way. And, you know, like you said, we haven't had it for a very long time, but, you know, I've been doing, you know, this stuff for 20 plus years and I've used like everything you could possibly imagine. You can name a product, whether it's open source or whatever, and I've probably used it or had something to do with it. And, you know, I think that, like you said, your particular niche for this product is really about responsiveness and how you address issues more than anything else. And it basically aggregates that information so you can take action. And so that's kind of like my, you know, 50,000 foot view. And that's why I kind of think it's a differentiator, at least for us, you know, in Bridgeport.
And that's good to hear, because that, of course, as the vendor, that's your intention to find that differentiator and see customers embracing it, because that's essentially where we see ourselves too. It's more than just any kind of communication tool. We really want to enable people to be truly mobile in the sense that what we said about the alert fatigue, right? You filter through the noise, you make sure that people only get what they're supposed to get, and you automate all aspects of that as much as possible. While at the same time, you try and optimize the whole process. So if there is an option to trigger a remediation action, because that's going to make your life easier, that should be embraced too. If then the mobility aspect kicks in and you have all of that available on your mobile phone, all the better. And that's where we come in. That's where we collect all the feedback from our customers to make sure that we encapsulate that. And since you said, Jeff, that you've been doing this for 20 plus years, so working in this beautiful arena here that's our IT, did you look, and then I promise I'm going to stop pestering you with questions, but did you look at any other products before you decided for us? And I wasn't involved in the process, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, like I said, we're a Microsoft shop, and we were looking at, you know, how we could leverage our SCOM and SCCM stuff to get proper, you know, messaging. And I was just not happy with what we were able to get out of that. I'm like, it's okay, but it's just giving me more white noise at this point, you know, which is emails and stuff like that. And so I started kind of going down the rabbit hole and saying, you know, how can I get something that is mobile, that integrates with what we have, and then is able to kind of give me feedback and stuff like that? And so I had been looking and I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. This, you know, and like I said, I've been using SCOM and SCCM for years. And I was like, I can't believe I hadn't found this before now. And I think, like you said, maybe because your primary core market was, European in nature, maybe that's, you know, something that just wasn't necessarily, you know, in my particular area. But essentially, you know, as I went farther down the rabbit hole and I was looking at what it was, you know, that the product did, I started to think about, well, okay, you know, this is addressing problems that I hadn't even really started considering yet. And I was looking at this and I then started to look at the Azure product from Microsoft, which they're really pushing now, but it didn't give me anything where I was able to really get the type of monitoring or like push button response. And so then I started looking at open source products, you know, because I'm also an open source person. And I was like, I just want a thing that tells me what's going on everywhere. And there's an app that says, hey, there's a problem and this is the problem and this is where it is. And then what's cool about it is, because we have so many different types of systems, I'm able to click on the message that comes in through DirtDeck and it fires up the particular client. So it's not like I have to kind of shoehorn the management piece into it. And that's the big part is that with, you know, SCOM and SCCM, you have to put a management pack in to manage everything. But in this particular case, I don't. I literally can point all of my different type of alerting agents into there. And then if I want to manage it, I click on the URL and it fires me into the particular thing that I need to go look at and say, oh, you know, there's a problem with this SAN or there's a problem with this. And so, you know, that's kind of where I got to where I am. Other than that, I tried, Passler's products. mm-hmm. Which was okay, but was, you know, it definitely did not accomplish what I wanted. I mean, I could literally go on for like an hour of all the different mm-hmm. things tried. So anyway.
And that's great. And as now it's pretty much 3:30. So have a great afternoon, everyone. Let us know how and if we can help.
That was Doreen and Jeff about the use of Enterprise Alert at Bridgeport Public School Districts. More about DIRDAC and Enterprise Alert can be found in the show notes or on DIRDAC.com. See you next time.